Welcome to a cafe in Ireland. It's a rather fancy cafe, and I've just had a very fancy lunch. I had poached egg, I had hummus, I had quinoa, I had some lovely leaves. I couldn't tell you what they were, though some of them were rocket. I had horseradish, and I had a bit of bacon. So I'm feeling really good and ready for a cup of coffee now. I'm sitting here having drunk about 2 liters of water during the meal. And I'm thinking about audio mode, and I'm especially thinking about the fact that I've been scattering my contributions to audio mode in different places. A few on Audio Boo, more of them on Bumpers, and it wouldn't surprise me if I have done one of them on Anchor version 1. And I've been feeling over the last week or so that there are many people using Audio Boo whose, I was going to say, company I have really enjoyed. And I suppose that is the best word, because on the internet, when you have contact with people and you listen to each other, or there's one woman who sends me comments in response to my audio boos, and you know, that is such a lovely thing. I mean, occasionally a few other people send comments, but this wonderful woman in Canada sends many comments, and I think she's probably sends comments to other people too, and she's very special in my mind because she does that. But I do feel as if I'm a child of Audio Boo. See, it was on Audio Boo that I made my first ever public audio. I had never done anything like that before. And I do remember the nervousness and, you know, complete uncertainty. Would anyone ever listen? I had no idea. It's one thing to have to enjoy other people's audios, but then to make one yourself and think, well, who's going to listen to this? And, well, somebody listened, something happened. And, you know, on one ridiculous day over the years, and I don't rely, these are not reliable statistics, but in my audio boo, I have a figure of over 5,000. Now, I know there's been lots of research done. I don't think that figure is reliable, that 5,000 people listened to a piece of audio that I recorded, but at least somebody did. And I have made great friends with people. As Mark Cotton said recently, he had made, he's MC Fontaine on Audio Boo. Mark said that he had made very good friends thanks to the contacts he'd made on Audio Boo. And I'm the same, really, and he's one of my friends. And I could give a list. There are a few who I have felt very friendly towards and was in regular contact with, and unfortunately they've, as far as I know, they've stopped making audio. But that's bound to happen. But the funny thing is that I'm still feel very friendly towards them, even though I haven't heard an audio. I mean, I'll just pick one at random, Daylight Gambler. I got an awful lot of satisfaction out of listening to Daylight Gambler and having exchanges with him. Some of them were on Twitter even. You know, we'd start off on Audio Boo and then go to Twitter or the two together. And even then recording a piece of audio in response to something that Daylight Gambler had said. Now, I haven't heard from Daylight Gambler in years. But because we shared that period of time where we were both making audio, I was listening to him, he listened to me too, we both listened to similar people, you know, there was a bond, a kind of a, yeah, there was interwoven voices. And anyway, whatever it was definitely connectivity. And it was a type of interdependence, because much and all as I like making audio, I love listening to it. And I do love the connection. I don't think I'd be half as happy if I was just making audio, knowing loads and loads of people were listening to it, but I wasn't listening to them or to any of them. I mean, hardly anybody who listens to my audios makes audios themselves. The vast majority of people who listen to an audio that I make will never have made an audio themselves and may never do it, but some people may have been enticed, attracted, seduced into the audio world, because you just never know when you're making an audio what influence it could have on another person. Something you never anticipated can happen. Something you never intended can happen. I love the word incalculable. I think it's possible to have an incalculable influence when you communicate. And I don't mean just by audio, when you write something, when you show something. There are magnificent stories about how a very small thing that somebody does on the internet has changed the life of somebody on the other side of the earth. And it really is a sort of a demonstration of the value of chaos theory, and that lovely metaphor of the butterfly flapping its wings somewhere off the coast of Southeast Asia and it causing a hurricane in the Caribbean or something like that, I've no idea, but you get the idea. Anyway, so I'm here in Punchestown in Ireland. Punchestown is really a place for horses. I haven't found a village or anything, but it's a horse place, horse racing. I thought it was only flat. In fact, I'm no longer 100% sure that it is even any flat, because there definitely are jumps to be had here. So maybe the Irish Grand National is held in Punchestown rather than the Curra. But anyway, that's just fiddling with detail. But there's this wonderful event on this weekend, a huge number of kids between, in fact, I used to say 10 to 12, but it's 9 to 12 years of age, are competing in kind of triathlon. The triathlon is a cross-country event, which is on today. It'll take the kids about 6 or 7 minutes to get around the course. And then tomorrow there's swimming and running, and then we all go home. And tonight there's a big barbecue. And now I hasten to say there's a big barbecue for the small number of people who've come from Cork for it. I mean, it's actually quite a big number, but there's a huge number of people here from all over Ireland, and I've even seen a team of people from Scotland. And they do all compete in teams, as members of teams. So I want to do more audios, share more audios via Audio Boo in honor of... Well, it was on Audio Boo that Ern Mander and I met. Ernie, he used to make audios very frequently. Very frequently. And then there's, you know, I would say heroes of the audio world. But in my mind, somebody can become a hero as a result of one single audio they make. So it's not about how many you make that you enter the heroic hall of fame, if you like, in my mind. But just saying hello to all of you, everybody in Audio Mo. It's never possible for any individual, I believe, to listen to every piece of audio. May I please have a cup of an Americano?
Thank you. Thank you.
No, that'd be fine. I really desire to have ice cream, but I can't do that. So look, I'm going to say cheerio. It's been, 10 minutes, 10 or 14 minutes, that's fine. And I'll share this so that new people that I've met over on Bumpers particularly, but also on Anchor, some of them might like to hear this as well. So thank you very much for just being there and for listening, really. Listeners, without listeners, the world is a poorer place. All the best. Paula Manning, saying bye for now.